Blog Talk Radio.
I don't even know what happened.
Fighter's
there
voice
was a
with
studio
Wire
glitch.
Presented by Finished MMA.
Hey, this is Don McGuire. I apologize for the studio glitch. We had a little, I don't know what that was. I didn't even have that loaded up. But what I did have loaded up, I'm going to go ahead and drop right now, and then when I cut this off, we're going to have a tremendous fighter in the house.
Yeah. Boom. You know how we do it. Like me on the black and white ivory, getting six on a Tito-Lee. You don't wanna see a G break your ass like dishes, buster ass tricks, sleep with the fishes, running from Lennox up at Venice. They wanna have me a strike like Dennis the Menace, but that ain't poppin', ain't no stopping. Faux hoppin', ass dropping, cook the bill, my truth can heal. Fool, I got skills, so back on up before I check that chin. Down as fuck. And I'm full off hand. You get no love, and I thought you knew it. Fool, you know how we do it.
That's the song that I initially planned on playing. You know, when you're on live radio, things happen. You know, I'll take the blame on that one. I ain't got no one else to blame. I'm the only one in the studio. You know, tonight we have a tremendous show. You know, the fighter's voice is growing. And the love is tremendous that I'm getting from the fighters that I've had on previously and fighters that are wanting to come on the show. You know, I'm just a simple man in life. You know, my mission here is just to give each and every fighter a platform, a place to come and feel relaxed and be able to open up and show the fans, the spectators, whatever you want to call them, you know, who they truly are in life other than the person you see on TV. But the person I've got on my show tonight truly is a profound warrior in the sport. He's setting records. He's, I don't know, man. The only way I could describe this dude is, I want to call him the angry Spaniard, but he's not even that. But welcome to the program, Juan Archuleta.
Thank you, Don. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate you taking the time to reach out to me and, you know, being able to be on your show. It's truly an honor.
Well, I'm humbled myself, bro. You know, I apologize for the technical difficulties, and it's my bad because I've been doing this for 10 years, so I got no excuses. I'll just blame myself for it. You know, you recently were across the pond, bro, and you had a fight over there in Lithuania. What was it like for Juan Archuleta to step on foreign soil and compete in this last fight?
Oh, yeah. So King of the Cage, we picked up our bags and we headed out to Lithuania to fight some Lithuanians out there. It was more of an American versus Lithuania card that we had. We brought three guys from America to go out there and, you know, fight some of their stars and fight some of their guys that, you know, have been profounded in the fighting world out there. And it was, you know, a truly humbling experience out there. You know, the fans out there, they love fighting. They greeted us with open arms and they were just excited that we were actually there to, you know, to fight on their soil. And so to get the warm welcoming that we had there was truly priceless. There's, you know, when we walked out there, you know, we were met with cameras, people, you know, a lot of people happy that we had arrived. And it was a long flight for us because our flight got delayed and, you know, a little hiccups with the traveling, but you know, still didn't stop us from, you know, reaching our destination and accomplishing something that first for King of the Cage, you know, fighting in the European countries. So it was great. You know, the fans were excited to have us. They were very, very welcoming to let us into their world. Treated us with the most utmost respect, and you know, it was a great time. Truly priceless.
You know, I'm going to kind of make a light joke of it, and I never usually do that, but how hard was it for you, bro, to be all the way over there and not be able to get any kind of asada tacos? You know,
it
had to kill you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. My wife, Janae, she did a great job of meal prepping my food when I went out there. I didn't know what my food situation was going to be when I got out there. And, you know, so she took the time like she always does and, you know, made sure I had everything available for me so I didn't have to switch my schedule up or go out and look for things that, you know, that I didn't have time to do. So, you know, props to her and for having a loving wife, you know, and very supportive to go out of her way, you know, because we have three kids. So she's always busy with them. She took the time to make my meals, make sure everything was stacked where I didn't even have to think about it. So, but yeah, it was definitely hard to, you know, actually, some of my food had, because our flight was delayed, you know, some of it had went bad. And so the day of my flight, I didn't have food, to last me until the flight. So it was hard scrounging around for some, you know, some very, it was hard to go out there and get good food that I trusted, you know, to eat. And I actually had ordered some chicken and it was uncooked. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and pay. And so I went ahead and stuck with the dairy for the day of the fight. But after the fight, they had some delicious food. I was able to experience some of their culture and, you know, dip into a little bit of the food, the home cooking food they had out there, which was, you know, amazing.
Yeah. You know, I kind of want to take a step, you know, to fight night over there. You know, you posted a picture,
yeah.
You know, and you kind of stepped out of the box of the Spaniard, you know, in style. And you kind of paid homage to a friend of both of ours, and that's Cub Swanson. You know, when you look at that picture, and to my listeners, if you haven't looked at it, go on social media and look at this picture. It's truly tremendous. You know, what aspects has Cub Swanson instilled in Juan Archuleta that has taken you, you know, to the rise of the Spaniard?
Oh, man, Cub has had such a huge impact on my MMA career, you know, as well as Dillashaw and Joe Benavidez. But specifically, Cub, you know, he's actually taken me in, just like Joe has become, you know,
you're breaking up a little bit,
secondary.
Buddy.
Oh yeah. Me?
Are you there?
Yeah. I'm here.
I can
hear
you.
Can
you
hear me better?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you now better.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was just saying, you know, the Cubs has had a huge impact in my life or in my MMA career because, you know, I've been training with him since his Frankie Edgar fight. And, you know, and I've only been fighting for 3.5 years. And so, you know, most of that has spent with him. And, you know, and he's always coached me to be unpredictable and, you know, to step out of the box and, you know, go out there and be creative with your fighting and, you know, never let someone be able to adapt to your style. And it's starting to pay off, you know, that the stuff we do in practice, and it's just starting to come more natural to me. And, you know, and it's all because of his coaching and his, you know, and his guidance and his leadership that he's bestowed on me. And it showed in that fight, you know, right away, just going out there, being loose, having fun and loving what I'm doing. You know, he's actually helped me a lot as well with, you know, some mental gaining as an athlete. You know, sometimes you're unsure of yourself and, you know, sometimes we go in there mentally unprepared. And, you know, that's when he's sat down and told me, hey, this is our treat. You know, this is what we do all the training for, is to go out there and have fun. you know, who cares what happens? Just go, as long as you go out there and let it loose, you know, it's in the hands of, you know, if the guy's better than you or not. But if you go out there and let it all go, he don't look
really
bad.
Yeah, that picture is phenomenal, bro. I mean, it's just, it makes me mad because I didn't take it. But, you know, when you look at who you've surrounded yourself, you know, in this business, Juan, you truly have surrounded yourself with some of the greatest athletes in the sport. I haven't met an athlete that doesn't know you, nor have I met an athlete that has an ill will to, you know, word to say about you. When you look at all the friendships, all the relationships, all the, you know, life-changing moments you had to this point, you know, when you look at that and you reflect, how much more does it make one Archuleta appreciate the sport?
Oh, yeah, just to, you know, to be able to go in there and have people that, you know, you build your brand, and when people respect your brand and, you know, and they want you around to help them, you know, prepare themselves for greatness. It's, you know, it means a lot, and it means that you're on the right path to keep pushing forward, you know, and to keep doing the right things. You know, no one wants to go in there, you know, self-doubting or, you know, with negative feedback, because then it makes you feel unprepared, and, you know, that's when your losses come, and that's when, you know, you fall out of love for the sport. But when you have so much respect from your peers and, you know, people that have been journeymen in the sport, and, you know, and they want you around them because you bring, you know, positive energy towards them, and, you know, and they like just having you around as a person, you know, it makes you feel good about yourself and lets you know that, you know, we're on the right path.
Yeah, you truly are. And, you know, you kind of jump from your fight in Lithuania. You jump on a plane. You fly straight into Kansas City for UFC KC, and you corner Tim Elliott. You know, that's dedication right there. You know, that's a brotherhood right there that you can't get from nobody else. When you look at the relationship that you've transitioned into, you know, with Tim Elliott, you know, what does Tim Elliott do in the mind and the heart of Juan Archuleta? Because I know there's a real close bond there, and I know Tim very well. So.
Yeah, Tim, you know, he brings the same aspect that Cub does, you know, just to go out there and let it all fly, you know. Screw who you're fighting, you know, screw what you're, you know, what you're trying to build yourself to be. Just go out there and just let it all loose. You do it in practice all the time, so why not do it in competition? You know, Tim's another guy that everyone loves to tune in to watch Tim Elliott fight, because he's exciting. He goes out there and he puts it all on the line, and not worried about getting knocked out or getting submitted, or he's not worried about getting the knockout or submitting the guy. He wants to go out there and just put a performance on. And, you know, what we do is we're performers. You know, we want the crowd to give the oohs and the ahs, and you know, sometimes it doesn't all. You got to stick with the game plan, but you know, when you're able to get just like, you know, not just one person telling you, but now you have another person telling you, like, look, man, just go out there and have fun and let it all loose. It's a reminder. You know, so to go out there and help him out was, you know, the least of that I could do for him, because, you know, he does so much for me. You know, he flew out to my fight 2 weeks before the Lithuania fight and, you know, cornered me in Ontario, California. And for my King of the Cage fight there, and it ended up being a short fight, but, you know, he said it was worth every second of it, you know, for him, and he was in the middle of a camp, you know, so, you know, the least I could do and pay homage to him is to go out and help him in a time of need, you know, especially for the weight cut and getting his mind state ready, and knowing, you know, having a friend that's knowing what he's going through, you know, having everything prepared for him. And that way he doesn't have to think about it, because he's a high-profile athlete. He shouldn't have to, oh, what do I got to eat, or, oh, I need to pack this and this to go for the weight cut. So, you know, just to be there and be his friend and, you know, be there in a time of need is, you know, it's just a give back to him for what he does for me.
Most definitely, bro. And, you know, we're going to make people wait just a little longer for the news to break. And, you know, you heard it here first, because we can just do that. You know, I'm just enthralled with your career. You know, we've had you on, you know, previous shows, and I've had tremendous interviews with you. But did you ever think that you'd be sitting here today? And when you look back, did you truly ever think that the rise of the Spaniard would be where it's at today?
No, definitely not. You know, it's just, you know, to be honest, I thought I was coming home from college and going to be working to support my family in a 9-to-5 job, and you know, going to work every day for someone and making, you know, making someone else the big bucks while I made the, you know, the hourly wages. So, but now I'm able to, you know, build my brand, build my business, build my family name, and keep that alive. You know, and keep what the desert has brought to MMA, you know, keep it resurrected so people know that where I'm from, you know, we truly do have great athletes that come from this area. You know, Dan Henderson, you know, Joe Dead Stevenson, you know, list goes on with myself and, you know, some of the guys we have coming up right now. So,
yeah, you people from the desert are crazy, man. You guys are, you know, doing phenomenal things. You know, you kind of bring up Joe Daddy Stevenson. You know, I love having Professor Stevenson on the show. You know, I can't wait till he's cleared to come on. And, you know, I want to see him get that 50-win mark in his life. You know, it truly would be one of the best days for mixed martial arts. You know, Juan, we brought you on the show for a reason, you know, and we kind of talked about that. But I still kind of just want to make people just wait just a little bit longer before we kind of go. Kind of go there, you know, it's just a little teaser, make them listen a little bit longer. But, you know, we kind of touch on family, you know.
Yeah.
Now, it's really, really hard, because I know, because I, you know, used to do 42 weeks out of the year on the road. You know, how hard is it truly, Juan, for someone that is so dedicated to his family, someone that truly loves his wife the way you do and your kids the way you do? How hard is it for you, and how much does it play in the back of your mind when daddy or you know, the husband has to be away for so long? You know, how do you overcome those obstacles, Juan?
Just the reassurance for my wife and kids, you know, that they let me know every day that they're proud of me and that they know that, you know, I'm working hard, and, you know, the continued support that, you know, the little text messages, the calls, and, you know, the encouragement from my wife and my kids, you know, they're, we try to involve them as much as we can. We don't keep them in the dark and don't, you know, they're there for my fights and they realize what I'm doing, you know, and they know that I'm putting my, you know, life on the line, you know, to do what I love. And, you know, and they appreciate it. They know that, you know, I have to go train, you know, I have to, you know, go get better. And, you know, my wife understands the sport as well because she's been with me since high school, and she understood the wrestling journey that I was on, and it just goes in sync with the fighting journey that I'm on. So, you know, that's how it's kind of – it never plays a negative role in the back of my head. You know, it's always there. I miss them. And, you know, thank God for, you know, the modern technology. You know, I do have a relationship with my family through the phone. It's unfortunate, but, you know, pretty soon it's going to be where it won't have to be like that, you know, and it's that's where I'm more toward it. I could either not see them in the morning and at night because I'm working, you know, overtime on a job, or I could do what I love and take some time off and see them for a month straight, 2 months at a time, you know, take my kid to school every morning. Or, you know, I could still barely see them if I worked nine to five or, you know, with the overtime and everything. So there's pros and cons to it.
You know, my only question is, bro, do you ever sleep? Because no matter what radio show or, you know, television program or anything that I turn on, you know, there's Juan Archuleta. You know, it's just, I'm going like, okay, I know I don't sleep very much because I have to edit pictures, do this, set radio shows, and do this. But it's like, my God, you're all over the world on any given day. You know, does that ever play a variance on you being that you're in Lithuania one day, Kansas City the next? Does it ever come to a point where you kind of just want to just sit back for a minute, but you can't?
Yeah, to my opponents, no, I never sleep. are recovered. But to my fans, yes, I have my nutritionist that makes sure, you know, tracking my rest and recovery throughout my whole camp. And, you know, even when I'm not in camp and I'm still training, he's making sure I'm getting the right recovery. And when he tells me to pull the plug, I pull it. And I you know, like today, my wife's like, dude, stop pacing around. Sit down and recover. Today's your day off. I'm like, oh, I can't. You know, she's like, stop pacing everywhere. You're like, it seems like you have to pace every time you're supposed to be relaxing. Like, I know, I'm driving myself crazy. I feel like I need to be doing something.
Yeah, stop taking pre-workout for breakfast, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if you chill on the pre-workout, you might calm down. No, I know exactly where you're coming from, though. It's like, okay, this last weekend I was at Kansas City Fighting Alliance, and, you know, for the second time in 20 years, I went and I sat as a spectator, and it drove me nuts, bro. It just absolutely drove me nuts. I mean, every time when I would usually click the button on my camera, I'm sitting there moving and my partner's going, looking at me like, bro, you know, settle down, chill out. And then, you know, then Mike England comes over and calls me a traitor, and, you know, it's just kind of felt really, really awkward. So I don't think I'm going to have very many of those moments. But, you know, Juan, I kind of want to touch on a statement you made the other day, you know, on your timeline about, you know, the UFC and other promotions. You know, I will step out first on the statement, and then you could fill in if you want to, and you don't even have to touch on this if you don't want to. You know, in my reflection of looking at where the sport is at today and knowing many, many, many fighters, you know, it's becoming a trend on my shows where I get fighters that say, I'm perfectly content where I'm at in this promotion. And, you know, the UFC, yes, they may be the top promotion in the world, but I've got a family to take care of. I would rather fight 5-6 times a year than instead of 2 times a year. And so, therefore, this promotion is where I'm going to stay. I'm not looking to go any further. I'm not looking to go anywhere else. You know, when you look at the family aspect of the fight world, you know, family is first and foremost. So I could see where these other fighters are coming from because they have kids and everything just like you. You know, how hard does that perplex in the mind of Juan Archuleta, knowing that your contracts are coming up, you truly have proven every statement you've made in King of the Cage? You know, where does that leave Juan Archuleta in the thought, you know, towards letting other fighters know that sometimes you can find a home without being in the UFC?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just depending on what your mind state or what your goal is, and what your love for the sport is. If you're a guy that, that just wants to fight in a big show, and then you know, you get your 5-0, your 10-0, you fought a good quality amount of guys with the quality and not the quantity, then and you want to take that high road. You know, I've seen people exit just as fast as they went in, and it was unfortunate, but they were content with that. You know, they were happy, they got to fight for the big show, they opened the gym, you know. And then You got guys like, you know, a Jesse Taylor that, you know, was right there, made a mistake, and then he went out and had like 45 fights outside of the UFC to make his statement to get back in, and he stayed active, and he wanted to build his business and build his brand just to let him know that he was ready. You know, it just all depends what your love for the sport is or where you want to be in the sport. For me, you know, I want to be – I don't want to have any doubt left in me, you know. I can on every level of the sport, you know, that when it's time for me to go from the sport and I could turn into coaching or anything, I could leave it all behind where I don't have no competition left in me. You know, we see these guys coming out of retirement because they left something in the sport. You know, they had something that a piece of them that wasn't done. For me, when I walk away from the sport, I want to be completely done with competing and be content with coaching. So the route I'm going is, you know, doing everything I can to get the most fights I can, you know, building my brand, building who I am as a fighter,
That way, one day I could become the greatest coach in the world, as well as the greatest fighter, pound for pound, in the world. You know, I don't want to be, you know, one division, you know, pound for or one division champ. You know, I want to be known as a pound for pound best fighter in the world that ever fought in the in mixed martial arts. And to do that, you know, I'm building my brand outside of these big shows. When I go there and I watch it, do I want to fight for them? Absolutely. I tell my wife every time I come home from, you know, coaching Tim Elliott, you know, or going to see my friends TJ and Joe and Cub fight, you know, I'm like, oh man, I want to get signed right now. I'll do anything, you know, and I get in that mind state, you know, and you're just so eager to, because they do have a great brand. The UFC does. They're so well put out on their performance level. But then when I'm fighting for King of the Cage and I go out to Lithuania and they have, you know, and I fought in Ontario where, you know, we sold out the crowds of, you know, about like 8,000 to 10,000 people that were in their arena, my last fight in Ontario. It just reminds me that I'm doing what I sought out to do, is to build my brand, build my fan base, and, you know, keep getting bigger as a fighter, because everyone that was there to see me. You know, when I went to Lithuania, everyone that was there wanted to see me fight, you know, because I was walking in with 3 belts from one organization at 3 different weight classes, and, you know, the crowd erupted when I came out, and they were excited afterwards before, and they were cheering for me, you know, they're cheering for me more than their own guy, and it just validated what I'm doing, you know. So it just all depends what you want to do with the sport, you know. Like I said, you know, some people could take the high road right away, like Cody Garbrandt, and go in there, have 7-0, be 7-0, and be the UFC champion, so making good quality money right away, you know. But you know, I feel his career, you know, might shorten up sooner than he wanted to. I want to take my time and validate what I'm doing as a fighter. That way, everyone will remember my name when I'm out of the sport, and, you know, after, you know, my life's done on this on earth, basically, you know, and they could always look back and say, man, this guy did it all.
Well said. You know, leave a legacy, not a flash, you know, and that's a tremendous statement. You know, that truly is, because it shows the profound love that you have for the sport. You know, Juan, I'm going to ask you your thoughts on an analogy. You know, because we both have been in this sport for a while now. You know, when you look at the analogy that you don't decide when to let go of the sport, that this sport decides when to let go of you. When you look at it in that aspect, what does that mean to Juan Archuleta?
Oh man, it'll let you know when the time has passed. You know, the guys will start getting faster. You'll start losing. You know, you start losing in the sport where you shouldn't have lost, and, you know, and then your love drops out of it. You know, when your love drops out of the sport, that's when the sport will let you know when to let go. You know, so when you're not able, you know, an instance that I could think of is, look at Dan Henderson. He loved the sport so much that he did everything from Pride, Strikeforce, UFC, you know, the list went on. And then you see a Cain Velasquez, you know, that, you know, just did things, you know, he had the UFC title. That's all I could think of, you know, and that's all the general MMA population could think of. Oh, Cain Velasquez had the UFC or the heavyweight title at one time. But when you look at Dan Henderson, oh, this guy had the Pride, this guy had the Strikeforce, this guy was close and should have had the UFC title. Like, man, this guy is living is an icon in the sport and a living legend that, you know, not just in the UFC but in the MMA world itself. And then when it came time, the time had you know, the injuries had let Cain know when to pull back, you know, because of the injuries, you know. And then you have Dan Henderson, the sport, you know, where he was still knocking on the door at his age. And then he realized, okay, that was my last opportunity. Now it's time to let go, because I've done everything that I wanted to in the sport. So that's like the way, you know, the analogy you just said, that's the best way I could try to explain it. And being a fighter as well. You know, and it's hard. It's probably hard for Cain right now, because he's going to have so much competition left in him that he's going to have unfinished business when it's all said and done. Where Dan, he could sit back and say, cool, man, give me my cigar. Let me, you know, sip on this beer, or let me sip on this coffee and watch the sport get better now.
Yeah, now he can sleep at night and instead of being anxious. I love the way you stated that, that is tremendous, you know, because this sport, you know, I've tried to retire myself five or six times, and every time I try to retire, I end up getting bigger, and or I end up, you know, just, you know, so many people saying you can't leave. It kind of, it just keeps me just sucked back in. You know what? We're going to take a one-minute timeout, and then we're going to come back with Juan Archuleta's big announcement.
Absolutely.
Party people, say you'll get focused. Don't sign it for, say you'll get focused. Don't do you later, say you'll get focused. Yeah, just hit me.
Juan kind of said that about Dan Henderson. You know, he's at an age, and you know, hey, bro, there's nothing wrong with being old, man. It's a lovely
no, not
thing,
at all.
Dog. It's a lovely thing. You know, I look at myself. I'm like a fine wine. I'm just getting better with age. I just move a whole hell of a lot slower.
Yeah,
you know,
that's why you
gotta
have a good chiropractic team. Yeah, you gotta have a good chiropractic
one,
team. I use Dr. Kessler. You know, the fight doctor out here in Orange County. And, you know, he's always, after every fight, I go see him, and he pops me back into position and gets me ready for my next fight because I fight so much. So he's always taking care of me. So you got to make sure you find a good chiropractic team behind you.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I definitely need one today. I can tell you that much. It's been a crazy week. You know, Juan, we kind of talked yesterday. We have some news that's going to come up right now. And, you know, before you let it out, what did that phone call and what did that moment mean to you, not just as a fighter, but as a man?
The phone call that for what was coming up, the news?
Yes, sir.
Or
yes.
This one? Yeah, yeah. It was, you know, it's huge for me because, you know, when they mapped out when and where I wanted to fight, you know, and it was going to be in front of a lot of hometown family, you know, and, you know, from my dad's side, not hometown, but, you know, where my family originates from, you know, and you know, it's always been an honor for me to fight where I come from, you know, especially here in California, and now to be able to go and see family that I haven't seen in a long time and that are, you know, that are real big supporters of, you know, my team, you know, it's going to be a true honor to fight in front of them, and I'm excited, and, you know, it means the world to me to be able to fight in my family's, you know, back door.
You know, and it's tremendous because, you know, I've had you on the show several times, and you know, we've go different angles every time because that's what the Fighter's Voice is about, is letting you express your thoughts and kind of digging into your mind a little bit and letting you share who you are with the listeners. And that's why I love this platform so much. But you know what? This announcement is so huge that I'm not even going to give an inkling to him. I'm going to go ahead and just toss the mic to you, Juan, and let you know let your fans know what's coming up and what it means to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So on July 8th, I'm going to be fighting in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's, you know, for King of the Cage, I'll be defending my 155 title, and it's going to be a huge platform for me. We got a huge arena that they just signed to, and, you know, it was signed strictly so I could go out there and perform in front of my family that's out in New Mexico. So I'm excited to go out there and put on the best performance I can, and in that fight, you know, just keep validating who I am as a fighter, and that, you know, I'm taking all challengers that come up and step up. You know, we have a guy that, you know, wants to fight me, wants me to defend my 155 title. So, you know, I'm not afraid of the competition. So I'm going to step up and fight him, because that was the next guy that had called me out and, you know, wanted to fight. I can't say who I'm fighting as of yet because the contracts aren't signed yet, but I know 100%, even if he doesn't sign it, I'm going to be fighting in New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico, on July 8th.
Now, in this next step in the creation of Juan Spaniard Archuleta, it's going to be a pivotal moment, as you stated, because it's going to be on your father's family side. You know, when you see this come full circle, and the platform that you're on already is tremendous, what is it going to mean for you to have that side of the family and your side of the family all there on one night? What's it going to mean when Juan Archuleta walks out? How is it going to be perplexed in the heart of the Spaniard?
Oh, it's going to be huge. I mean, our family, you know, when we originated from Spain, we came, you know, we were part of the conquistador tribe that came with Cortez. So we have the fighter's heart in us and the fighter's blood in us. And to be able to have all my family there, you know, on that side, the Archuleta side, and, you know, to fight where my last name originates from in the States, you know, it's such a – so much of my family, every time when I was younger, when I used to go out there and visit them, they knew we were compete.
You're breaking
and, up. Now that, oh, yeah. You hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear
Hello,
you now.
Hello, Don? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you
know,
now.
I was just – Okay, I was saying that, you know, my family's been wanting to see me compete since I was at a young age, because we wrestled so long that they're going to be able to get the chance to be able to see me in person out there in our backyard.
Yeah, it's going to be a tremendous night for you, for sure. You know, Juan, I always take things back in life and talk about different things than everybody else. And, you know, I know the story of your life, and probably most of my listeners do too. When you look at everything, bro, you've come through a lot of adversity. You've conquered a lot of struggles. You know, and I have a tendency to ask people this question that I truly admire in life. When you look back at everything that you've gone through, and you look into the heart of Juan Archuleta, how proud of you are you? You know, are you of yourself? You know, take everybody out of the equation. When you look at where you're at now compared to where you have been in life, what does it mean to you?
Man, to me, it's just like I hardly self-reflect on myself, because there's so many other people that are going so much more than I am, like you know, yourself, for instance, and many others that keep me going, to keep myself from getting self-motivated or trying to pump myself up, you know. But, you know, when I look back, you know, it's for wrestlers, we always are thinking about getting better, you know, and we're always taking, what can I do better? What do I need to do better? You know, and where can I gain, where can I gain the most from, and what position, and then what aspect of my fighting? So, you know, but now that you asked me and put me on the spot, I am pretty dang proud of, you know, the accomplishments that I've accomplished so far, you know, and it's not done. You know, I can't sit back. The first time I've ever sat back and was proud of myself and, you know, content with where I was at Purdue. And, you know, and it hit me. I didn't even make the national tournament. And then that made me realize, like, I can't sit back and be content. I got to keep moving forward. I got to keep my goals set in place. And when I accomplish those goals, I got to make the next goals. I got to make little goals and, you know, just keep achieving them, because that's what life about. You know, when you're content and you hang out, you know, the next person is there just as hungry to pass you, or, you know, and it happens, you know, there's I'm that person that's doing that right now to other people. And, you know, so many people that I fought had opportunities to go to the UFC, but, you know, I fought, you know, they got the loss and went that call. And so, you know, I'm just going to keep moving forward, you know, because and keep setting these goals to, so I have something to strive for and something to accomplish and make my family proud.
Well, son, you truly have made your family proud already. You just, you're just finding your niche at what you were meant to be in life. And, And you truly can tell through your voice and all of our interviews that, you know, you found a place that not very many people can find. You found an equal plane that allows you to be a husband, a father, a friend, a buddy, and a fighter all in one. You know, you basically have become the complete package without any, you know, ego. And, you know, that's one thing that I respect about you, the humility and the integrity that you have. You know, like I said, I know some of the things that you've persevered, you know, through in life and some of the obstacles. You know, what I was trying to get at when I asked you that question was, when not so much a self-reflection, but what does it mean to the heart of Juan Archuleta when you look back? You've got to be proud of yourself, son.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's just, you know, well, it takes a team, you know, honestly. When you know, I'm proud of our team. What I'm proud of is the people I'm able to put around me to help me accomplish what we're doing as a team, you know, because I've tried to do it on my own, and, you know, and you can't do things on your own. You got to have a solid team, and that's what we're building out here in California, you know, and thanks to the people that are on the journey, you know, and that are helping me, that's why I'm able to accomplish it, you know. And it's and as much as it's like, yeah, but you're the one that's out there, that's true, but, you know, I've been there on my own before, and I tried to make it happen, and it didn't happen because, you know, you can't do it on your own. You got to have God, you got to have a family, you got to have support, and you got to have a strong team to keep you out of that trouble. And as much as I like to say, sit back and say, yeah, I am proud of myself. The only thing I'm proud of is being able to put the team together that I have to support me and do what I'm doing right now and loving it. And that's where it takes the ego out of it, because I don't know everything, and you know, I'll be a fool to say that I do, you know, and I don't know if the plan I'm going on right now is going to work, but we're going to make it happen, and we're going to try our best to make it work and try to make it happen, and that's why it's a team thing.
Yeah, it truly is, you know, and I think that's what has helped me exist in this business and stay in this business for so long is I've always believed there's no I or you and team, you know, and I've always looked at everything as a we. And sometimes you'll even hear me on a program, I said, you know, we've had you on the show before, and it's because it's not just me that puts this show together. There's sponsors, there's IT guys, there's tons of people that do a lot of the groundwork and make this happen. You know, it's just, you know, it's 25 hours worth of work for a show, and it's not all me. Trust me on that.
Yeah.
It's not all me.
Yeah.
You know, Juan, you look forward to this fight night, you know, in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Yeah, you're going to come out and you're going to, you know, do what you get paid for, basically, is the best way to state it.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
The thing about I take away from watching you grow as an athlete, and we kind of touched on it a little bit, the humility, the integrity, the respect. When Juan Archuleta looks back in life, you know, maybe it's one person, maybe it's three people. Who left the most profound dent in Juan Archuleta's heart?
Man, definitely my parents and my wife, you know. You know, but you know, they've been pushing me since day one, and my brothers and my sister, you know, just the whole team, you know, and the coaching and, you know, all the athletes before me, you know, all the, you know, Randy Couture's, the, you know, it's more than just one person, you know, and it's I strive to be the best at everything I'm doing because of them, because of the people in the sport that have left their legacy and that are, you know, continue to build their legacy right now. TJ Dillashaw, you know, the Cub Swansons. Every time I get a chance to be around these guys, it keeps reigniting that fire, and the flame is growing bigger and bigger in my heart and in my eyes, you know, and the Dwayne Ludwigs, the, you know, the Joe Stevensons, you know, all these guys, what they're doing with me, what I'm able to pick up from them, and it's just impacted me more than technique, more than cardio work, you know, Marita, with the training lab. You know, he spiritually builds me up all the time, and it's had a huge impact on my heart. And you know, it's just, and you know, just watching these documentaries from fighters and athletes, and you know, even the lower level guys. I've been watching this guy Terry on Flashware, and you know, he has so much drive that he's gaining right now, and through the ringer, and he keeps coming back and he's fighting, and he's making a name for himself, and you know he's the type of guy that, you know, he wants to fight in the big show so bad, you know, and he's doing everything he can to make it happen, and it's gonna happen, you know, because he's fighting all the names out there. And you know, as far as all these other guys, you know that people don't know that you're able, that, you know, Don McGuire, the Fighter's Voice, is able to put out there, because you know these guys are hungry and they all impact. I trained with some of these guys and they beat me up in the practice room, you know, and I'm like, geez, man, how this kid is so hungry and so good that, you know, and he's gonna be the best, you know. It's just a matter of time if he's able to put it out there or not. So, you know,
yeah,
it's just life in general.
Yeah, I feel you on that, because the other day, you know, a really good brother of mine reached out to me to get in contact with you, and which is kind of silly because you guys are right there together, and you guys see each other, and that's Syed Awad, you know, and, you know, he wants to get some gym time in with you, and, you know, I know other fighters that are hitting you up like that. You know, what does it mean to you, Juan, when you've got veterans in the sport coming to you to learn some of the knowledge you have?
Oh man, it means a lot. It puts a smile on my face for sure, you know. And then when they punch me in the face, and but then I'm like, okay, I gotta fight back now, you know, because he wants to work out with me. You know, no, but it is you know, the veteran, you know, Syed is, you know, just, he's one of my, I love, every time he fights, I'm always watching, because I know he's going to bring it, you know. And that's the greatest thing about working out with these guys, is knowing what they're capable of, you know, Jake Ellenberger's, and, you know, Syed, Georgie, you know, soon to be Aaron Pico, you know, I'm training with all these guys right now, and I know what they're capable of, you know, just, let's see if they're going to actually go out there and put it on this guy and dictate their game plan. You know, sometimes it doesn't go as they plan, and that's okay, because we still have their back, and you know, we know that the next one's, you know, that was meant to happen, and it's going to reignite a fire in them to do better. You know, a great example is Michelle Waterson. You know, look at her; she was on a high. She went Paige Van Zandt, who had a lot of hype behind her, and you know, she was. But, you know, she was in the gym the next day. I was, you know, I follow her on Instagram. I'm good friends with her. And she was in the gym the next day. Like, I'm already working on getting better. I shouldn't have done this. It's like, geez, Michelle, calm down, you know. Take some time, reflect, you know. Don't be so eager to, because that's the first thing we want to do, you know, that we're told as a kid. When you fall off the horse, get right back on. But, you know, you do have to stuff. Like, when I lost, I self-reflect for, you know, about 4 or 5 months, and it took me a while, you know, to regain some momentum, and, you know, and I, you know, and it's paid dividends. I'm on an 11th fight win streak right now, and, you know, I listened to a lot of people that had input, and, you know, I'm never afraid to listen to people's input, too, so, you know, I do pay homage to those veterans that I'm able to train with, or that want to train with me, because, you know, they give so much that they don't even know, you know, they're just their stories and their influence alone makes a huge impact in the Spaniard's life, you know?
I truly understand that, you know, because, you know, Syed Awad is, well, I've got many brothers, but Syed Awad is probably one of the closest, you know, I've ever let in my heart, besides, you know, you and Joe Stevenson and you know, James Krause and Zach. I'm this sport can kind of make you complacent, and it doesn't really always let you open up your heart, you know, but there's quite a few that I have so much respect for, and you being one of them. And, you know, since you kind of bring Syed up before, I'm going to ask you a couple more questions, bro, and then I'll let you get.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
You know,
no worries.
You know, when you kind of talk about Syed, it kind of took me back to the Syed Awad Brendan Ward fight, you know, and it truly, the statement I'm going to make about him truly plays out in your life, and Joe Stevenson's life and a lot of other fighters' life, you know. And you guys do this because you love it. You're not there just to collect, a paycheck. You know, that Saito Wad Brendan Ward fight truly articulates it, because he looked at Brendan Ward and said, are we going to hug each other or are we just going to bang it out? And, you know, they swung for the fences. Unfortunately, Syed came up short. And, you know, but you talk to Syed, and there was no ill will in his body. He was like, dude, I just came up short, and, you know, I'll get him next time. And that's what I see in Juan Archuleta. You know, and I think it's a great tool that you have at your disposal, because I don't think you realize this yet, and I don't think you'll realize it for a long time, because you truly are, you know, so humble and grateful in life. But you look at all these veterans and all the advice they give you and all the respect they pay you and all the time that you get to spend with them. And truly, when you look at it in a 360 view, they're helping build Juan Archuleta into the future legend that you are.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because there's mistakes. And that's what I'm trying to strive myself on, with people like Syed. You know, he's told me a couple of times, you know, hey, you're doing the right thing, you know, just keep going the path you're doing. I wish I could have done that in my career. And then, you know, and then it's just like, man, it's not too late to change. You know, you can still make these changes. But, you know, he's like, no, I can't. You know, I'm already, you know, knees deep. You know, even some of, you know, the rant, I got a chance to talk to Randy Couture and explain to him some of the negotiations that I had going for me. And he was like, yeah, absolutely, man. And he's the reason why, you know. And when I was able to sit down and actually tell him that I want to base my career off of, you know, his business platform that he left, you know, he was like, oh, wow, you know, no fighters ever really told me that. And it's just like, man, well, because, you know, some people are focused in one thing, but when I'm around all these veterans and all these guys that are been in the sport and they're letting me know little things about it, I'm incorporating it into my career because I don't want to make those same mistakes, and I want to be able to capitalize on, you know, on now, on the present, and, you know, being able to, you know, be that next level fighter, you know, and be the fighter that everyone wanted to be but couldn't because they got stuck in one way, you know. And I do appreciate their feed and I hope I could, you know, be that person that everyone is looking for, you know.
Well, you definitely have begun a career that truly isn't anywhere close to even being at the top of your game. You know, Juan, I'm going to kind of put you on the spot for a second. You know, and I am because I can. You know,
yeah.
You know, if you had to make a thought to your parents, to your wife, to your family, to your team, about how grateful you are up until this point in your life, what would that statement be, son?
Thank you. Thank you for everything. You know, I definitely try to the gratitude and I'm thankful for all the help that they give me, you know, and blessed, you know, but the biggest statement is just thank you for the love, you know, and that's, you know, everyone, you know, that's something money can't buy is, you know, a loving family and a supporting family, you know, and when you don't have that, you're constantly searching for it. And, you know, you get caught up with the hoopla, making the money, making the fame, making this and that. You know, I'm just happy that they love me and everyone loves me and they support me, and I'm thankful for it.
Well, you know, it's very eloquently said. And, you know, Juan, you know, people might go, why is he calling him son? Well, first and foremost, I'm in my 50s. I'm an old man. But,
yeah.
You know, I look at you and I see a very wise old soul in a young man's body. You've done tremendous things in this sport, and you're doing it with integrity, you're doing it with humility, and you've changed my thought and my perception towards this new era that has transpired in the sport. And for once, brother, I'm honestly going to say that you truly do inspire me, and you've given me hope on a sport that I was losing faith and respect for, that, you know, that I thought it was changing and everybody was going to go that route. But you truly have stayed grounded in life, and for that, I want to thank you. You know, you don't have to come on my show and do your fight announcements. You don't have to come on my show at all. There's thousands of shows that would be honored to have you. And, you know, so I like to, you know, every once in a while I like to tell a fighter who's become part of my family that, you know, I appreciate you. I appreciate the time that you take to come on my show. You know, you've humbled me quite a bit on several other shows by calling me a legend and an icon and things of this nature. But you know what? I wouldn't even exist. I wouldn't be a part of that team, as you stated, if it wasn't for the fans, if it wasn't for you, if it wasn't for the loving family that you have that supports you and allows you to share yourself with the world. On that note, I'm going to hand the microphone over to you, Juan. Any statements you want to make, any social media, any friends or family, the floor is yours, bro.
With that being said, you know, I talked to, you know, so many promoters and so many, you know, fighters that, you know, and broadcasters and, you know, pod show hosts and, you know, photographers and even fans. And, you know, they all say the same, how the old school used to be, how the fighters used to be, you know, respectful and humble and, you know, and it's missing out on the sport. But, you know, I'm an old school guy where I come from. You know, it's I had TJ Dillashaw here in my hometown. He's like, man, and he went to we were at this business and everyone was so family oriented there. And he's like, man, this whole place was like a family. And I was like, that's our whole town, brother. That's how everyone is. That's why it's so hard to leave this town, because it's all old school. It's all family based. It's all, you know, respect. You know, you treat people how you want to be treated. And, you know, I don't want to be in people's faces, you know, because I don't want no one in my face. So I treat the people how they treat me or how I want to be treated. You know, if someone's going to come and try to piss on me, I'm going to piss on them back. But, you know, I don't want. I'm a firm believer of, you know, treating people how you want to be treated. That's what I try to do. And, you know, I do want to give thanks to everyone that has helped me this position right now. You know, my sponsors, Lead Sports USA, you know, Steve Martin with Legacy Builders, Sam Calavita, Monica Calavita and his family, my brothers, my sister, my mom, my dad, you know, this goes on, you know, Ruka, Virus, you know, just all these guys that make things happen, you know. We're going to be starting a vlog here pretty soon of our training camp for the next 9 weeks. And, you know, that's all from the people that, you know, want to help me out, such as, you know, my buddy Jeremy with Eagles Production, and, you know, my personal photographer, Marlo Hull, you know, who's doing a documentary on me. We're going to really see the inside of, you know, my wife and my kids and, you know, everyone that makes it happen for me, my coaches, my training partners, you know. So.
Yeah, you truly are blessed, son. I mean, we could do shows for hours because we didn't touch on Kingdom. We haven't touched on all kinds of things that you got going on in your life. You know, like I said, you know, I like to pay homage and thank people, but you know what, Juan, you truly are one of the most real brothers that I've ever had on my show, and I feel completely blessed in life to just even know you and have the ability to talk with you and away from the show and just know you in life, man. You truly have, you know, made a dent in this world, whether you realize it or not. You're leaving a legacy for many to look up to, and I respect you in all aspects. With that being said, bro,
I appreciate it.
Oh, it's the truth, man. Where can my listeners find you on social media, buddy?
Oh, yeah. So if you guys go in and on Instagram, my handle is jarch135. And then my Facebook, Juan Spaniard Archuleta. And then my Instagram or my Twitter will be jarch141. You know, I got to try to mix that, get those together. But, you know, Instagram, or the longer ago that I can't switch my handlers, so. But no, I appreciate all the support from your fans as well. You know, they've truly taken a liking to me. You know, all the listeners I've gotten, the follows, and so thank you, and thanks for continuing to follow the journey. I hope they stay tuned, because you know it's going to be his historical run that I'm going to make in my career, and it's going to be the only one that's not going to be able to be replicated, because you know I'm doing things in the sport that people don't even think about doing, and it's all thanks to my training partners, the promoters that I come across, King of the Cage. You know, thank them so much for, you know, having me as a fighter. You know, I'd be, you know, fighting, bouncing from show to show, wondering where I'd be fighting at next if it wasn't for them. You know, and they've taken me in. You know, they've groomed me to be the fighter that they've wanted for decades, and you know, especially with all the other fighters that they've had, you know, they've thrown their neck on the line, making big changes with the organization, and it's for the best. We're going to be the best, one of the best promotions out there, and we're proving it, you know.
You know, I got one statement to say, bro, before I let you go. When I look at you as a man, as a warrior, and just a general person in life, bro, you're often replicated, but you can't be duplicated. You know, with that being said, you keep being you, man. And before I let you get, though, real quick, now we already announced the fight that's going to be in Albuquerque. When will the tickets go on sale, and when will people be able to start giving you credit and getting tickets under your name, or how does that work?
Yeah, so 60 days out of the fight, during the fight day. So 60 days from the fight day. So if it's July 8th, 60 days before that will be the first day I'm selling tickets. And I'm actually trying to get this thing together. It's called the fight book. It's not set in stone yet, athlete book. And it's actually going to be a platform for all MMA fighters that it's going to be able to be able to use it. They'll be able to have their own store. They'll be able to sell their own tickets there. They'll be able to put vlogs out there, and so people could tune in and, you know, have a voice, like you say, you know, the fighter's voice. They'll be able to have a voice and have, you know, promoters where they want to look, you know, oh, where can I find a fighter at? And they go onto this athlete book, and it lists, you know, thousands of MMA fighters, you know, and it's gonna help fighters be more approachable and reach out to them easier for, you know, because it's going to list all their stats. It'll list, you know, what they have coming up next, that they could buy tickets here, and 100% of the proceeds will go to them. You know, the ticket sales, they're not going to charge to have a store on there and to, you know, get the tickets or, you know, to put the videos up. So it's something for the fighters that I'm actually starting. So, you know, it's going to be a good app to have and to follow. So.
Yeah, I agree with you, man, because, you know, like you said, you know, even tomorrow I've got some fighters coming on my show that, you know, they're not known nationally. They're probably not even some of them known out of the Midwest, but, you know, at the same time, I got a fighter that's getting ready to make her debut in the UFC in July. And, you know, the whole purpose of my show, you understand this one, but the whole purpose of my show is to give the fighters an opportunity to show you who they are away from the cage and in life, and get their true thoughts, because sometimes things are construed on social media that are false. And, you know, it's better to hear it directly from the fighter, you know, moving forward in life, and, you know, to hear their thoughts and to see them in a different aspect than you see on TV or in social media.
Right.
It's true variance. I'm just a facilitator. I'm just a man that makes the phone call and lets the fighter speak. Every once in a while, I come up with a good question. I guess that's why they call me Barbara Walters. But, you know, don't laugh, man. No, but the good thing about it is I get to share tremendous fighters that truly love what they're doing with my listeners. And on that note, Juan, I truly am honored that you come on my show. I'm truly blessed
absolutely.
That you decided to take this show to make your fight announcement, and I'm humbled to death, man. And the only thing that's left for me in my life, man, is as soon as you get them shirts made, bro, I don't care if I have to buy one. I want an Archuleta shirt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was actually supposed to meet you up in Kansas City to get you one. I had one on me that I was going to give to you, but things got hectic with Tim, and then I had to leave. I had to fly out to Montana, and so I didn't stick around for that the day after. So no, it was totally my bad, and I gotta get it out to you. So, but yeah, like I said, this deal I got going is gonna be perfect for fighters. So, and then people will be able to reach out to fighters easier and see who they are in person, and they'll be able to let out as much as they want, their fans to know, the good, the bad,
sir,
and the ugly.
And we'll promote the shit out of that website on the radio show too for you. That's one thing that I love doing that, especially if it's for a great cause. I'm there for it, On that note, brother, I love you. Thank you so much for sharing this time with my listeners, man. I am truly blessed to have a brother like you. You know what? You're doing great things. You keep going that way, man, and keep your heart humble. You truly are the people's champion. Thank you, my brother.
Oh, man. I appreciate it. Thanks, Don. Thanks to the Fighters Voice for having me on. Alrighty.
Oh, it's our honor. Anytime, man. That my show is
Absolutely.
Your home. All right, you tell your family
thanks,
thank you, and God bless, bro.
Bless, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Juan Spaniard Archuleta. Just a great guy in life. I know his phone was a little hard to hear him on, but he really is that humble. He's a tremendous, tremendous man in all aspects. I know fighters from all over the world that reach out to him, and if you pay close attention from the Ultimate Fighter to whatever it is, you're going to see Juan Archuleta, because he's so involved in the sport, not just as a fighter, but as a cornerman, a trainer, a buddy, a friend, as he says, part of one big happy team. This show is tremendous because it gave me the opportunity to fall back on who I am, and sometimes in life you got to fall back to realize who you are and where you need to be, and you need to humble yourself again. And with that being said, I fell back to some of my old sponsors, and there's one man that truly has had my back for God years, and that's Juan Martinez with Finished MMA. If it wasn't for him, I probably would have stopped doing radio, to be quite honest with you. I was so fed up with the way things were going and the situation with my past sponsors. But, we all reached out and we all talked to each other and we decided, let's do this, man. Let's create one team, one dream. And Juan Martinez, if it wasn't for you, the dream wouldn't be a reality. So God bless you, my brother, and thank you. To the 86ers, my God, reach out. They're a charity that truly gives to their community. Look them up. They're tremendous. It's an honor. And the United Way of Merced, I could sit here all night and talk about United Way of Merced. It truly is an organization that is changing lives and giving people an opportunity to have a life. And without the United Way, the world would be a really jacked up place. And I don't like looking at things in that aspect. So, on that note, I just want to thank all my sponsors, everybody, for coming together and bringing the old Don McGuire back and giving me a voice with the fighters and being able to share what life is really about. On that note, I just want to say thank you to Juan Archuleta for joining me this evening, and all the listeners, thank you so much. You have a good night, and God bless.
Yeah. Fool. You know how we do it. Like me on the black and white ivory, getting six on a teetly. You don't wanna see a G break your ass like dishes, buster ass tricks, sleep with the fishes, running from Lennox up at Venice. They wanna have me a strike like Dennis the Menace, but that ain't possible.